Good afternoon. A disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere produced plenty of clouds for the first half of the day today. That disturbance will continue to move through New England and eventually out to the east over the open Atlantic. On this track, we'll have a drying trend and things will clear out as we head deeper into the afternoon with more in the way of sunshine. This should allow temperatures to pop up through the upper 60s and into the lower 70s, especially south of I-90. Skies will be clear tonight with high pressure re-establishing itself over the region. We'll have areas of fog developing as temperatures drop back into the lower to mid-40s by sunrise. The first day of autumn is tomorrow, and that same high pressure center will be in control, bringing us mostly sunny skies and warmer temperatures with highs back into the mid-70s. A ridge of high pressure both at the surface and aloft will dominate the weather picture for Thursday and Friday. Still, some clouds will sneak in from time to time, so we'll call for a mix of sun and clouds, but dry weather, highs in the lower to mid-70s on Thursday and in the lower 70s on Friday. A disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere in the mid-Atlantic region will generate a low-pressure center along the coast over the weekend. That low will slowly head our way on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds that will stay dry with highs in the upper 60s, and then more clouds will creep into coastal sections on Sunday, even the risk of a shower in southern zones on Sunday afternoon with highs near 70. A better chance of showers as that coastal system only slowly moves up toward Long Island on Monday, with highs staying in the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Ida, located about 965 miles east-northeast of the northern Leeward Islands. Ida has changed direction and is now moving toward the east-southeast near 5 miles per hour. A continued slow eastward or east-southeastward motion is expected today through tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some fluctuations in strength are possible during the next 48 hours. And a large non-tropical low-pressure system located about 250 miles southeast of Cape Hatteras is producing an area of disorganized showers and thunderstorms mainly north of the center. Although upper-level winds are expected to be only marginally conducive for development, this system could possibly acquire subtropical characteristics over the next couple of days while it moves slowly westward toward the U.S. mainland. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 at Kamolt, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the lower 70s, Boston mostly cloudy in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees, the average low, 49. The record high, 95, set in 1895, and the record low, 31, in 1962. Sunrise this morning was at 6:42 a.m., sunset this evening 6:53 p.m., 12 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy skies with increasing sun late this afternoon and highs in the mid-70s. Clear tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloud cover giving way to increasing sunshine later this afternoon and highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Clear tonight with lows back into the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds giving way to increasing sunshine later today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloud cover giving way to increasing sunshine by late this afternoon and highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Clear and chilly tonight with areas of fog, lows in the middle to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, milder in the mid-70s, a mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s on Thursday. Partly sunny in the lower 70s Friday, upper 60s with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, and a slight chance of showers, especially closer to the coast on Sunday and Monday, otherwise partly sunny in the upper 60s to around 70 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.